we're able to, communicate well and understand where each other, where each other's ideas are, what we're doing on the ice and off the ice, and it's, we just get along well, and it's going well, and hopefully it continues as I said.
Off the ice, you're seen as living together. You're not sick of each other yet?
We have our moments. But who doesn't? Obviously living with each other for 4 years, it's we've had our ups and downs, but we've definitely enjoyed it, and being able to play together is obviously it's been fun, and just want to continue to be successful.
A lot of the guys have talked about the importance of not just playing the first night, but really coming back hard that second night with two series left in the season. How important is it for you guys to make sure you're bringing it every night?
I mean, for us, absolutely, it's huge. It's, we got to take it one game at a time, obviously, but, everyone's, critical now at this time of the year, and, we have the ability to, make a really good run here at this end of the season, and, like you said, you got to be able to put two games on top of each other. We've been showing up one night, and, I've been struggling the next, I haven't been able to bring it that first, first period, kind of digging ourselves some holes, so, we got to be able to adjust and figure out what we got to do to be successful, and, obviously you want to get the win on Friday, but, when it comes to Saturday, that's, our coach likes to say, that's the championship day, you got to win the first game to get to the second one, and, we've been struggling so far, so, hopefully we can put, one, two, and then hopefully three and four together here this final stretch.
As you guys are getting ready here to try to get down that record-breaking win, and you've been a part of a lot of those wins, what does it mean as a player to have been responsible for a lot of the success?
Well, yeah, obviously it's great. It's a it's a great thing to be a part of, and obviously coming here since my freshman year, we've had some good success, and obviously, yeah, like you said, being a part of it's special, and I'm just happy that I could maybe contribute in some way or the other, but we have some good players here that have been able to bring this team to where it's at, and now we gotta hopefully take a step forward here near the end of the year.
You mentioned
making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I was hoping to maybe catch a little bit of that game before practice today, but our TVs aren't working here right now. So, it's great to see. I never made it there, but good for them, and hopefully they do some good things. I think they have the defending champions, so. That'll be a tough matchup right away, but it's nice to see New Prague. I'm getting in there again, and hopefully that continues as well.
What are your memories of the state tournament? I know you weren't there, but just watching it growing up or whatnot.
Oh gosh, the mini donuts were pretty good from the stands. other than that, I went to a couple of games, but for the most part, I just watched my sister when she played because she actually made it to state and she had a couple of runs. So, but for me, obviously everyone grows up, being a big fan of the state tournament. I guess for me it was more, I was never really too concerned with it all the time, but, I always wanted to, see what's next for me. I wasn't too worried about the state tournament at times compared to some other people, but, it's obviously a big thing in Minnesota, so it's, it's fun to see what's going on, and fun to see teams, playing, especially New Prague, so it's a good thing to be part of.
Yeah.